Amen. 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 Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness, and we just thank you for your love, and just pray you just speak to us this morning. You be our teacher, and Lord, too, we want to thank you, and thank you for all the people that have served this country to give us freedom. Thank you for those that have fallen, Lord. And so, Lord, we do just lift up a special day and to remembrance of them. So, too, open our eyes that we see through your word the things you have for us, Lord. You be our teacher. Anoint me with the Spirit where I can truly speak with truth, and I pray every heart would be open to receive that truth. So we give thanks to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to be looking at Luke chapter 17, verse 5 and 6. Luke 17, 5 and 6. And it says this. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Now we, as we're going through the book of Luke, and we've seen how the whole ministry has developed here, and it's like Luke says, he did an investigative study, and so he's presenting it, and so Jesus is teaching, and Jesus has been just unfolding who he is, and that he is the Messiah, and he's challenging people. He's challenging people in an incredible way. And so you see at this point that he's challenging their faith. And they say, oh my gosh, give us more faith. And he says, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, he could say, you could speak to that tree and it'd be uprooted and planted in the sea. It's like, okay, okay. Everybody should have a little card. Did everybody get a little card? A little gift? Everybody have a gift? Everybody have that? Good? Okay. A little gift. Well, this, it has a mustard seed on it, if you'll see it. So it's, you ever wonder how big a mustard seed was? Okay, it has a mustard seed on it. You can see that tree coming. Now, on the card, this card, it quotes a verse from Matthew chapter 17. Totally different situation, but he quotes the same, but he says the same things, very similar things. And so in Matthew 17, you see what it says here, and it's on your little card there with the tree, if you have the tree side looking to you. And it says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible to you. Now, I mean, so there it's in Matthew 17, 20. Different situation. It's not even a comparable situation. Then you have it here in Luke, and you have it other places, where it says, if you have just faith like the grain of a mustard seed, okay, the ones you can throw a mountain into the sea, this you can throw a tree into the sea, okay. So the Lord is really speaking a powerful statement to us. He's really speaking a powerful message to us, and that's what we want to look at. And so you have this, so you can take this home with you. I hope you keep it close to you, and you see that mustard seed, because that's what he's talking about. If you just had this much faith, if you had this much faith, you could speak to a tree, uproot it, and throw it into the sea. Now, hold on to that. Hold on to that. Think about situations in your own life. Think about where you are. Think about things around you. And think about what the Lord is saying to you. This is what he's saying to you in whatever situation you're in. Now, we'll notice also in this verse, and we're back to Luke. We're back looking at Luke. And you see that the apostles, they kind of got what Jesus is doing, okay? And they go, increase our faith, increase our faith. So the apostles asked Jesus to increase their faith. But Jesus replied to them, he said, increase our faith. And his reply, if you had faith like a mustard seed. So Jesus' reply to them indicates that it's not an issue of the size of faith or the amount of faith. The issue is if they have any faith at all. That's the issue. Do you have any faith? That's the issue. And so the least amount of faith can lead to remarkable results. Even little faith like a mustard seed can be powerfully effective, effectual. And so This faith is not an intellectual assent, okay, but it's a practical reliance on a living God. So there's where it's coming down. It's a practical reliance on a living God. So it's bringing us to a level of who we believe, what we believe in. And it's saying that small but genuine faith can accomplish what experience, reason, probability would deny if it's exercised in the will of God. So all the experience that would deny what God says, all the probabilities deny what God said, all the reasons that deny what God says, he said, no, faith is greater than that, and we'll overcome all of that. And so that's his point. The point here, and that you're looking at the probabilities, what he's talking about in Matthew 17, he said, speak to the mountain. What he's talking about here in Luke 17, he said, speak to the tree. So he definitely is using a point to get our attention about the faith that we have, a genuine faith, a reliance on God. Now, you see this all through the things about what Jesus says. So this is what we want to look at this morning. Mustard seed, okay? Mustard seed, and it's mustard seed faith. Now, so, and try to have some understanding of, like, what is Jesus saying? How do we make those applications? How do we understand that? Now, we have a situation where there's a tremendous storm at sea, and his disciples are in with him in the boat, and they tell him, we're going to drown. The boat's going to sink, okay? Well, look at verse in chapter Luke, in chapter 8, verse 25, Luke 8, verse 25, okay? And I just put part of it because this is the whole point. So they're, the storm, we're going to drown. We're going to drown. And they wake him up. And Jesus said to them, where's your faith? He said, and nothing. There's nothing there. He said, where's your faith? You don't have anything there. See, now, what we just read, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could cast a mountain into the ocean, or you could pull up a tree and cast it into the sea. See? And so here, where they're saying, we're going to drown this storm of the waves, we're going to drown. He goes, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Now, I want us to think about this. Faith has nothing to do with the storm. Faith has nothing to do with the storm. But faith had everything to do with the fact that Jesus was in the boat with them. Think about that. It wasn't the storm. That's not the issue of faith. The faith, the issue of faith, is that Jesus was in the boat with them. See? You think, well, if I was in the boat, it might just sink. You know, say, gosh, hated that, you know. But Jesus is in the boat. It's not going to sink. It's not going to sink. And so it's like, I have a lot of faith. I can have a lot of faith if I realize I'm in the boat with Jesus. I'm in the boat with Jesus. See, there's the I have this faith. You know, and I used to think when I first came to the Lord, well, just have faith. Have faith. And I'd think, gosh, I don't know. Have faith. Maybe I should grunt. Have faith. You know, what? You have faith. That's not what that is. No, faith is knowing that Jesus is in this situation with you. Therefore, Jesus takes care of it. Faith is placing our trust in Jesus. That's what it is. And so this is a picture we have. And so the tiniest amount of faith, like a mustard seed, brings God into the situation. Y'all with me? Okay. The tiniest bit of faith, like a mustard seed, brings God into the situation. I shared this before, and I've shared it several times before, but it just came to mind again, but I'll share it again. One person that I knew that just, he's the most incredible person I ever met, Pastor Milliken, had gone to be with the Lord, and left in early 1900s during World War I in the Congo. He and his wife, Congo, for 30 years, came out, and they were in France, missionaries there, went home. And he just had an unbelievable prayer life, had a huge ministry with Linda and I mean, just amazing. And I've said it before, like, he'd come and visit, and I'd want to go and see him, and I want to sit beside him so that, like, something he had would rub off of me. I didn't understand, and I couldn't get where he was, but I thought if I just was close to him, okay, it'd rub off on me. And so he was that kind of man. And I was in a difficult situation, and I was being falsely accused, and it was just a terrible time. I thought, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe what was happening. I mean, just the dynamic of what was happening, and it seemed like everyone was against me, and we're going to have this meeting. And I mean, and it was kind of just put it in terms like, we're going to have this meeting, they're going to have my head, is what it was going to be. And I didn't know what to do. Everything I tried failed. So I called him. Okay, he lived in London, all right, and he's pushing 80, right at 80. So I just called him up. I said, I don't know what to do. And he did what he always did, you know, because he said, oh, my, my, my. You know, I said, no, not oh, my, my, my. This is like worse than oh, my, my, my. You know, he said, oh, my. And he said, I tell you what we do. And he said two things to me. And the first one, you know, both of them were just, the first one, he says, don't say anything. Let them do to you whatever they want to do. And I thought, gosh, that wasn't worth the phone call right there. I mean, it's like, what do you mean? He said, don't say a word. Don't say anything. Let them do to you whatever they want to do. Okay? And he says, and then tell you what we'll do. Let's pray God into that meeting. I said, okay. And so he prayed. And he prayed God into that meeting. So he said that that's what praying God into that meeting. He spoke to God and over the phone and said, you be there and you take care of that meeting and you do this. And I'm just, amen, amen, amen. Okay. And that was the day of the meeting. I waited till the last minute to call him. Okay. So I went to the meeting. It was bizarre. It was like everybody got transformed or something. You know, I mean, I don't know what it was. And it went incredibly smooth. And there was no issue. And at the end of it, it was like there was kind of a statement of, I won't say praise, but congratulations to me the way I was handling everything. And I'm going, you know, I was kind of hearing this music in the background, like, do, 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 do. I'm thinking, what in the world? I thought, and then we walked out, and a friend of mine who stood with me in that, he walked out, and he told me, he says, you know, all my life, I prayed, God, I want to see a miracle. I want to see a miracle. He says, tonight, I saw one. Okay? So what I'm saying, you get received faith. You pray God into the situation. See, the little amount of faith, the tiniest amount of faith brings God into the situation. And that's what you want. That's what you want. And so faith is bringing God into the situation. That's what faith is all about. And it's just like the disciples. It wasn't the storm that they should have been worried about, what they should have been thinking. No, Jesus is in the boat with me. Jesus is in this situation. I'm all good. You know, I'm not sure about my walk with the Lord, but God's going to take care of Jesus. He's okay. So me and Jesus are good in this, you know. So you have that perspective, and that's what he's saying here, and that's what's saying. So, and if we don't have faith, okay, now remember, what is faith? And I would think, and I'm not being facetious, you say, how do you have faith? You just try hard, you know. And again, you just, and I mean, you just grunt, squeeze your fist. I have faith, God, you know. That's not it. No. Jesus, you're with me in this. So I'm with you. I'm okay because Jesus is here. All right. I'm okay. That's the faith. That's the faith. And so what comes with that is a certain stability and a confidence because Jesus is there. Now, of course, we know Jesus is in us. But just as a picture, it's like, no, I have faith because Christ is in me. He's in this situation. And when something comes up, I'm going to pray God into that situation, and then God will take care of it, and I can stand with confidence there. Amen? That's what he says. Now, if we don't have faith, if we don't see God in the situation, and if we have all sorts of doubt, what happens, we get, and if we don't have any mustard seed faith, now remember, I'm just talking about mustard seed faith. See, hold up that little card. Bitty bit, just something. See, just need a little. Big things happen. Well, if we don't have mustard seed faith, what we do, we just get tossed around like we're on waves of the sea. You ever felt like you're just tossed around the waves of the sea? Things like, well, that's what happens if you don't have mustard seed faith. And there's great verses for this. Look at James chapter 1, verse 6. James 1, verse 6. And he's talking about people in tough situations. And he says this, but let him ask in faith. Okay? You ask in faith. Let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. I don't know what's going to do. I'm just sitting there. It's just terrible. Everything's going to fall apart. But with faith, no, Jesus. Jesus is in the situation with me. Though you walk in and say, this is going to be fascinating. Jesus works this situation out. I think even if you're tossed around in a sinking boat, you know, I mean, how many of you go to King's Dominion, ride those crazy roller coasters? Wow, boom, you know? Hey, this is a great ride in this boat with Jesus. This is a lot of fun, you know? Well, if you got on that roller coaster, King's Dominion, say, there's no end to this track. You get the end, it's going to throw you into the next county. You know, you're on that, oh my God, we're going to die, and everything, you're screaming that you're going to die, and you get to the end. Oh, we didn't die. Oh, wow, praise Jesus. But we get on that silly roller coaster and say, well, there's an end. I know what's going. This is going to be fun. And all this zipping and turning and all that's going to be lots of fun. And I'm going to rest in it because I have faith that this thing's going to get the other end and I'll be okay. Well, walking with Jesus is kind of the same thing. See, you're just walking with him. And you know, you don't know what the other end, but he does. So you're walking with him and you have a confidence, you know. And if he tells you, if you have faith in Jesus, and Jesus said, just speak to that tree and it'll move. All right. Why are you speaking to it? Because Jesus, walking with me, said, speak to it. And who's going to move the tree? Jesus. Why? Because he told you. Y'all with me? See? And so here's the picture. And this is what Jesus is saying. He's saying, so you do this without doubting. See, now I have a lot of doubts about myself, but you know, Jesus, I'm pretty confident in him. Now I get the idea, well, we're both in this together. Now I have some strength and confidence. It's personalized because of my trust in Christ. Now, if we do not have mustard seed faith in Jesus, we cannot receive anything from God. All right? Now here, this explains a lot. If we don't have mustard seed faith, everybody got your little card? You look at that? That little speck of mustard. If we don't have that much faith, we can't receive anything from God. And we are unstable in everything in our life. Unstable in everything. Look at James chapter 1, verse 7 through 8. Just following through. For that person who doubts, for that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Why? Because the bottom line trust is we think this boat's going to sink, me, Jesus, and the whole thing. You know, Jesus, your ministry is going to end right here with me in this boat. See, there's a doubt. But if we have a doubt in Jesus, not worried about the storm, not even worried about how the boat's built, but knowing that Jesus is walking with us in that, and so we have a confident faith in Christ. Amen? So we're stable. We're not tossed around. We're not tossed around. And we can receive of God because we're walking with Christ. Amen? Do y'all see what that's saying there? And so that's, and again, what is this tied in? He said, if you had a seed of a mustard, you could speak to this tree and throw it in the sea. He's trying to get the point across, like he does a lot in Luke, to get our attention, but we focus on what it is. We're focusing on who Christ is. Now, he does that too, says we need to have our focus on Christ. We need to have our heart set on Christ and not just be consumed with this world. You know, I mean, we get so consumed with this world, we don't even know what's going on, you know. So what we need to do is we have to focus on Christ and that, hey, he's in the boat with us. So that takes a point for us to make a decision and acknowledge that he's in the boat with us. Because look what it says in James 4. James 4, verse 3. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your own passions. Gosh, you know, just set your eyes on me. You're not in tune with what I'm doing. You don't have any connection with me in what you're asking. And that's what he's saying. But again, we have to understand, too, that as we set our hearts on Jesus, God hears us and desires to give us what we ask. Oh, I'll just pray and pray, and just maybe I'll talk Jesus into that. Maybe I'll convince him he really doesn't want to give it, but I'll beg him he'll give it. No, what he does, he wants to give it to us. And we set our hearts on him, he hears us, and he desires to give us the good things we ask. All we need is mustard seed faith. Look at Matthew 7:11. Look at this. If you then, who are evil. And by the way, he just called us all evil. I mean, not that. So God is saying, like him, if you who are evil, so he's comparing us to God. So we think we're pretty good, but compared to God, in comparison, you're just evil. All right, okay. So he's just making a comparison to God and kind of puts us all in the same boat. But he says, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children. As you know, you love your little kids, you're giving them all sorts of stuff. You know how to give good gifts to your children. You know how, you're evil, and you know how to give good gifts. Said, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Now, if you had kids, now I guess some of you have some kids you just don't like. Okay, you're not going to give them nothing, I guess. But for the most part, you really try to give them stuff, don't you? You want to help them. You give them everything you can. Probably they don't even need it. You just want to give it. So, you know. And he says, you know how to do that. How much more will I give you what you ask for? More than you. I'll give more than you have capacity to give your children. I'll give you more. See, he's telling us that. That's where we are. Remember how we start this out? If you had faith as a mustard seed, you could speak to the bush and throw it in the ocean. See, come on, to understand what I want to do. But I want your eyes on me. Now, let's think about it and say, well, how do we have faith? How do we exercise faith? You know, how do we move in faith? Well, mustard seed. Now, again, I'm talking about mustard seed faith. You have the cart, the little faith. Any faith, anything, because that's what Jesus said. If you had faith as a mustard seed, you could throw a bush in the ocean. Okay? Well, I imagine if I could walk in, if you just saw me, and there's a bush there, and I just spoke to the bush and threw it out the door. You go, whoa, Wally. You know? You go, oh, my goodness. Look at what he did. He got a bunch of faith. God, no, he's mustard seed safe to do that. So he's making a context of, like, if you have any faith, the capacity of God working within you. So here, mustard seed faith is necessary for living the Christian life. It's necessary. Look at Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, please God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Now, what's the mustard seed faith? You step in, and it's like, God exists. or we put, God's in the boat with me. And he rewards those who seek him. Me and Jesus are going to make it through this. He's going to reward me for seeking him. That's what the verse says. This is what Jesus is talking about. This is what he's talking about. He's trying to make a point. Jesus is not really interested in throwing bushes into the sea. That's not, you know, you ever see, you go, I have the ministry of throwing bushes into the sea. You know, I mean, it's just not even a big demand for that. But what it is saying is like, no, you see that picture, and with faith, and you seek him, he's going to reward you. He's going to reward you because you're trusting in Jesus. You're trusting in Jesus because he's in the boat with you. Amen? Then here's something else, and this is really important. For mustard seed faith, you need to hear something. You need to hear something. To have faith, you have to hear something. See? That kind of explains the bush deal. You have to hear something. So God says, to have faith, we need to hear something. Amen? Can't just, oh, let me show your faith, okay? I'm going to show you my faith. I'll levitate that chair. You know, what nonsense is that? No, you have to hear something from the Lord to have faith. You have to hear something from God to exercise the faith. I love this verse, and it's called like the Book of Faith, the Hall of Fame of Faith, and that's Hebrews 11. But look at Hebrews 11:8. Hebrews 11:8. And here we're going to talk about Abraham. And Abraham, all through the Bible, is called the man of faith. There's Abraham, man of faith, all through it. Okay. Abraham, Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham, when called, obeyed. Now, I love it. The old NIV I had says, Abraham, when called, went. Okay. Abraham, when called, went. When did he go? When, tell me. When did he go? When called. He didn't just go. He didn't just go. When called, he went. See, or obeyed. When called, he obeyed. When he heard, he went. He's a man of faith because when he was called, he did what he was told to do. His faith was because he did what he told to do, not because he grunted and tried to levitate a bush. See, he had a man of faith because when called, he went. So it was God speaking and then him acting on based on what God told him. The one before that's about Noah. I love Noah, you know. Says Noah, when warned, built. I'm going to flood the earth, drown everybody here. Noah says, I'm starting the project right now. I'm going to build right now. You see what I'm saying? Noah, when warned, he built. He didn't just build. I'm going to build this boat. I'm going to build this thing, and maybe it might rain, and I'll be in good shape if it does. No, he knew full well it was going to rain. So there you have, you need, for faith, we need to hear something from God. Amen? Need to hear something. Now, mustard seed faith comes from hearing through the Word of God. Amen? Hearing comes through the Word of God. Now, I'm going to keep pulling this back to speaking to mountains and cast them in the sea, speaking to bushes and cast them into the sea, because he's making a point. Now, a lot of things happen when you have faith. Things happen when you hear and do what I say. And so we need to have mustard seed faith. We need to hear through the Word of God. Look at Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. Excuse me, I put in parentheses and put mustard seed, okay? But that's my parenthesis. Uninspired, okay? But it was a, helps make the point. So mustard seed faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. Where does faith come from? I'm just going to make up my mind, and I'm just going to move forward, and I'm just going to give it everything I've got. Now that may be dedication, but that's not faith. But when God tells you something and you hear what he says and then you move and do it, that's faith. That's faith. So
mustard seed faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. It comes through the Bible. I never read my Bible. I don't have time to read my Bible, you know. But I trust Jesus, and I'm moving on. Fine. I'm sure you'll go to heaven. But you can't operate as a man and woman of faith because you don't know anything. You know God's God because you don't have a clue what he's doing in the world. See? Because he reads it through the word of God. And it says here, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So that's how we have faith. It's through the word of Christ. We want to know what's going on. We need to read the Bible. We need the word of Christ so that we can have faith. Have faith. And the Bible is full of breathed out mustard seeds. It is. I mean, you open the Bible and you just get flooded with mustard seeds. They're all over the place, all right? Because it's going to tell you stuff through the scriptures. In fact, look at 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is breathed out by God. You open your Bible, or if you have it on your iPad, you look at it, you read the Bible, and God just breathes all over you. God just blows mustard seeds all over you, see? And then you have faith like a mustard seed that you received from the breathed out word of God. That's where it comes from. And so we see that that's the source of faith right there. That's the source of faith. And I'm not even going to get into the Holy Spirit empowering us and revealing things to us. But anything the Holy Spirit revealed to us will be consistent with the Bible. It's going to be totally consistent with the Bible. We find it there. All right? Now, so here we are. We're moving in faith. We're thinking about faith in the Bible, to see what those mustard seeds are. And when we hear and receive those mustard seeds, then we can obey what God shows us. Or just like Abraham. What made Abraham a man of faith? He heard. Then he went. That's what made him a man of faith. He heard. Then he went. So we need to hear something, and we know that faith comes hearing and hearing the word of God. Now we've moved into this realm of faith that's the source is God that's speaking to us. And it's kind of, if I could use my analogy again, you're in this sinking boat and Jesus says, I'm in the boat with you. Now you have confidence. Why? Did the storm go down? You have a good boat? No, Jesus is just in it with you. That's where the confidence comes from. And so with Jesus in the boat, all sorts of things can happen. And here, I love this. So when we hear something from God, God's breathed out word. Now listen to this. When we hear something, God's breathed out word, nothing is impossible for us. Nothing is impossible for us. Think about it. Nothing. Look at Luke 1:37. Now, this had an angel talking to Mary, but still the same verse you see through Scripture. And it says this, Mary, don't worry about this, for nothing will be impossible with God. See, God breathes out on us. He gives us a seed faith, just something. And by the way, seed faith is having any faith at all, anything. And we have a seed faith breathed out from God. And nothing's impossible. Why isn't it possible? Because he told us. That makes it not impossible. Because he told us. And it comes through the word of God. And it comes through his witness to us. And he tells us. And it's not impossible because it's him. And nothing's impossible to him. And he's in the boat with us. And he spoke to the storm. The disciple says, did you see that? He just said, be quiet. And they just listened to him. Did you see that? I mean, that's what they said. You read that. He said, did you see? He spoke to the storm. It just stopped. You know, why? Because he was in there. He was in there. And that's right. Nothing is impossible. So all of a sudden, now again, we go back to opening verse. And he goes, if you had faith is a mustard seed. You could speak to the bush and throw it in the ocean. And to walk in this Christian life, to be a Christian, we have to have faith. We have to have seed faith. Therefore, nothing is impossible to us. That's what he's telling us. Nothing is impossible to us if we have any faith whatsoever. Any faith whatsoever. Then he goes on in the other place. So, and here's the tough part. So here's, is mustard seed faith is not what we see, but what we hear. Okay? It's not what we see, it's what we hear. Like Jesus, if he's standing there and says, watch this, Wallace. Boom. And he just speaks this bush and throws it in the ocean. I say, oh, golly. Oh, wow. That is really something. I'm amazed. He says, okay, Wallace, you do this. I can't. Ain't no way I can do that. What are you talking about? I can out you. You're Jesus. Faith didn't come by seeing. Okay? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And so it's not what we see, it's what we hear. And then what we hear, we do what God tells us, and then we see it. Then we see it. We hear, then we do it, then we see it. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:7. Walk by, okay, I added another parenthesis there. Walk by mustard seed faith, not by sight. See, because if you walk by sight, you're like the disciples in the boat. Look, we are going to sink. In fact, if we had three other people to make an analysis of the situation, they would say, yep, you're right, you're going to sink. Because with the waves coming in and the storm coming in and the boat you're in, you are done. That's by sight. And they were absolutely 100% correct. They were 100% correct. They weren't off. But these were fishermen. They've been fishermen their whole life. You know, we're done. See? That's what happens by sight. By sight, you go, we're done. How many of you have been in a situation you go, we're done? That's by sight. That's by sight. But it's not. you walk by faith, not by sight. You walk, and what's faith? When God tells you something, you hear him and you do what he says. And then the boat sinks. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm good. Because me and Jesus is in this boat, and I'm good. I'm good. And everybody said, this, you're nuts. The boat's sinking. I'm good. Because Jesus showed me and spoke to me. Jesus is with me in this situation. Jesus is walking with me, and he's giving me insight that only he has. And I have to trust him, because Abraham was what? A man of faith. He heard. He went. Amen. That's what it was. That's what it was. So we walk by mustard seed faith, not by sight. We walk by what we hear. And by the way, how do we know what to hear? Where is it? It's in the Bible. Okay? The Bible is spewing out all this mustard seed. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. You know. And so he's telling us like that. I'm going to tell you how to walk in faith, and then you step out, then supernatural things are going to happen, but they're going to happen because you heard and you went, and you heard and you said, and you heard and you did. Now I'll do those things because the faith, you did what I told you to. Amen? I mean, it's amazing. Now we'll go back to the bush. There, he said, I want you to get the point across. That's what Jesus is going, I want you to get the point across. And again, I ask you the question. Is Jesus interested in throwing bushes in the ocean? He is not. There's no way. But to get his point across, he says, listen, you don't know, you don't understand the capacity you have. You do not understand the capacity you have. If you had faith as much, you could speak this bush and throw it in the ocean. That's the capacity you have. But if you listen to me, we'll use that capacity in a more productive way. In a more productive way. But that's the power that I'm working in you, and that's what I want to do, and what I want to do. Amen? Now I'm going to close in this verse here. Close. Now, how do we, you know, it's still like, well, how do I have faith? And I'm really talking to myself, you know, as I walk through this is how I process. We just have faith. And I go, well, what is that? You know, well, the thing is to understand how we have faith, we see this, what it is, but God gives all believers a tremendous insight to what faith is, unbelievable insight. And here it is. When we accepted Christ as our Savior, what happened when you accepted Christ as your Savior? What happened? Oh, if I grant and believe, I'll go to heaven. No. Or I just walk along, I make it up. I think I'll go to heaven to Jesus. No. Someone shared the gospel with you. Maybe you read the Bible. Somehow, it came to, if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven, and you have a home in heaven. And someone shared it, or you understood it, and you go, I trust that. And I trust Jesus is the only way. And you trust it, and you have nothing else, and you're going to stand by, and nobody's going to change your mind. You're going to believe Jesus no matter what. You had that faith. Think of your own situation. You believe it, and you hang it on to it. No matter what, nobody can ever take you out. That's faith. You heard the word, and you made a decision, and I'm holding to it, and I'm standing with it. I mean, I'm going to ask you something. How you know you're going to heaven? You ain't there. You're not there. You can't even find a lot of stuff about where it is. But we're going. You know? Well, you know, to what? How? Because we trust Christ. We believe. And it changes our whole life. We hold on to that. He says he gives us the Holy Spirit and he teaches us. But we're holding on to that. That's faith. Amen? As you accepted Christ, you exercise faith. You exercise faith. You didn't have great faith, you just had a great God. That's all. You didn't have great faith, you just had a great God. Now, so that's faith. Do we understand that is an exercise of faith. Listen to this verse. Look at Colossians 2:6. Unbelievable. This, I remember the first time when I saw this like this, it just blew me away. Colossians 2:6. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord. Okay, stop. As you came to know Jesus, as you became a believer, as you understood, as you exercised faith, I believe I am forgiven, I have a home in heaven, change your life, you're born again. As you trusted him in your situation, so walk in him. That same faith that you trusted Jesus, I believe. And I'm committed to that. When he tells you something else, you go, I believe, I'm committed. Just like you did for salvation, you do for everything else he tells you. That's how you do it. How did you come to the Lord? Continue to walk in the Lord just the way you came to him. As he told you and he became a believer, so do the same thing over again, believing him, and you continue to walk in him as you first believed in him. And that also makes our faith and our walks a little different because we all came a little different. But it's a faith and a trust. So that's the exercise of faith. As you came to know the Lord Jesus, what faith did you exercise? I trust. Now as you read the word and he shows you stuff, you're in the same way. I believe and I trust. You're in the boat with me. Just like you saved me for heaven, I believe you're in the boat with me now. I have confidence. It's faith. Amen? But he showed us. He spoke to us. And it comes through the word of God. Now, seed faith is necessary for the Christian life. Somebody said, well, I just have less than seed faith. How are you going to do that? That means you have no faith. You have to have seed faith. And God is telling us, you have that, then your world changes. You're focused on Christ, and all of a sudden, he's moving through you in a supernatural way that overcomes all the naysayers, overcomes all the impossibilities, overcomes all the fruitlessness, overcomes all the fear, because he's in the boat with you. And our trust is in him, and we have confidence because of him. And we want to go in the Word. And after a while, this really makes you want to read the Word. Man, I want to open up the Word. I want to have, and I've actually thought this, you open the Word, I just want Jesus to breathe all over me. Kind of like the same thing. It's better than sitting next to Pastor Millicent. I just rub next to him. You know, I did that. You know, I don't know, it helped a lot, but I did. I wanted something. But you read the Word, and it just covers you. Seeds. Mustard seeds are just sprayed out on it when you read the Word. And then we start acting out on it. And then we become like Abraham, a man of faith. When he heard, he went. Amen? Hallelujah. Won't we just stand up just a second and before we start? And and I want you to do something. It's kind of like take you back to grade school. All right, but I want you to say something after me. Now, if you say it real low, I'm going to ask you to do it again, so I don't want to do that, all right? But I want you to say this after me. And you got your little card, okay, the whole message, okay. And you say, ready? This is it. Nothing is impossible for me.
Nothing is impossible for me.
Thus saith Jesus.
Thus saith Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you, God, for your love, your goodness. And Lord, you know, we look to you and we praise you. And Lord, we're just happy. We're just scratching the surface of who you say we are. And God, we just thank you so much for the love you've shown us. We thank you for your goodness. And Lord, I pray that just as we received you as Lord and Savior, we'll start walking with you through every situation you tell us with that same type of faith. And when those waves come and we're in that rickety boat and everything looks falling apart, we're going, it's okay. Jesus is in the boat with me. He's in the boat with me. So God, we give you thanks and praise you, our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.